Eric, before we get started, just say again what you just told me about Thanksgiving. And
I have been eating so crazy. And in my mind, I'm even like tamping it down. I'm like, I'm not going crazy. I'm not going for seconds, but it's just been so much salty food, so many dinners out with family in town. Amazing Thanksgiving dinner. And then last night was Leo's birthday, and we went crazy for that with food. And I went into the bathroom last night and felt like I wanted to scream. I wanted to, like, I was so full, I wanted to let it out via screaming.
I've never heard of somebody being that full that they want to, like, shout out to the, to the world like that. That must be a new level, dude.
It's one of the worst feelings, being too full. It's a torturous, God, torturous
feeling. The last time I was way too full was, luckily, I think it's been like a...
Was it with me?
A year. No, it was not.
Where was it?
It was at the Olive Garden, and I got like the unlimited, like,
soup with your family? Salad.
No, just with Jane. We went and
With Jane and your laptop.
Jane and my laptop. Yeah, you shut up, girl. Just eat your food, and I'm gonna get to work.
What? Yeah, One Piece. The One Piece anime dubbed.
Studying it, frame by frame. Yeah, that was crazy because, like, with the breadsticks, uh-huh. with the salad, with the unlimited pasta, I mean, I really, like, overindulged there. And that was like a KMS sort of vibe walking out of there.
Oh, dude. What I did last night is I went outside and jumped on our trampoline for about 400 jumps. And I wanted to throw up, but it made me feel so much better. Made me feel much.
Yeah, it was like better. Using gravity to digest the food, right?
Exactly.
Is that what you're thinking?
Exactly. Well, yeah, that and working the lymphatic system, draining that. Many things went into that choice.
Getting drained.
Mm-hmm. Milking myself. Milking all my systems. Milking them of their toxic juices.
Full system milking.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
So it's another duo today, isn't it, Nate? Do we need to acknowledge this?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess we could.
What can we even say? What can we begin to say? It's the podcast is falling apart. That's all. That's what's happening. You guys are right. It's fucking coming to an end. We can't keep this together.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy it now. Enjoy these last couple, whatever. Just really soak it in. Be present. Enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because, man, I don't even know what's going to happen with Joy Tactics.
Either it's you and I are fucking fighting like crazy behind the scenes, or both of us are fighting with Jack, or it's hard to keep track of what's happening, but it's a lot of bickering, a lot of argument.
We need to do fucking Molly therapy, dude. All of us do Molly together in a room where we're touching each other, rubbing each other's arms, telling each other how much we love each other.
Dude, I appreciate you so much. I'm so fucking glad we started this fucking empire.
Are you like secure enough with yourself that you would live stream yourself on an overdose of Molly in a pad?
Absolutely
room?
Not. I would never, dude. I would never.
In a straight jacket too.
Wow.
Watching that be a Uncle fun Buck. Experience? Yeah.
By the way, I did just watch Uncle Buck by myself for the first time 2 nights ago. I'm kind of... Nah, dude, this is what... I needed to take care of myself.
Self-care?
Self-care via entertainment and media. But I don't know. I don't know about that movie.
I haven't seen it since I was like, you know, a child. So I don't even remember if I liked it, you know. I remember have an opinion.
My mom didn't let us watch it. Cause my dad wanted to show us. And I kicked it off and I was like, I was so fucking sheltered. My mom didn't let us see anything. And I'm watching it and I'm like, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of bad words, foul language. Two, B, I mean, A, B, there's like three, like, kind of rapey, like, joke scenes, allusions. Pretty intense subject matter for a child, just put it that way. John Hughes was putting intense subject matters in this. Maybe it was intended to entertain the whole family.
In my mind, that's like a family movie, right?
Yeah, you would think that. You would.
But yeah, but family values have changed, is what I'm learning.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
I had that experience with Pulp Fiction. I was watching it on TV over the weekend. And man, that is, there's some crazy shit in that movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about bad language, specifically Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, dude. He's fucking. He swears like a sailor, man. He writing that script.
No, he's in it, and he says some pretty crazy
stuff.
Oh,
right, when they go to his house. Damn, I haven't seen that
movie.
Yeah,
I popped it on that exact scene, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I forgot that. Like, Quentin just kind of goes there.
Quentin, what are the chances that you and me will ever interact with Quentin Tarantino?
God, that would be so fucking incredible, dude.
What roles could we possibly play?
I think he said he has one more movie. He's going to do one final movie. So, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we're all three of us are the stars of his new, you know.
Yeah.
He'd be so pissed at us the whole time.
Fuck. He was supposed to do a Star Trek movie and then he didn't work out. Can you imagine how cool that would have been? Fuck.
That's crazy. And you know David Lynch was supposed to do the third Star Wars movie.
No, Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck weird ass shit would happen there?
God only knows, man. God only knows.
Man, Yoda would just be played by an actual tiny person. No makeup. Maybe just green. Fucking prosthetics. Yoda. Dude, should we do a minute on Yoda, on his origins, or do you want to move on?
Let's move on. Let's, we can't go there. We can't do that, right? Do you want to? But thank you for asking, man. I really appreciate that. Checking in. Should we do a minute on Yoda's origins? Well, we're talking about retail today, obviously, if you didn't know by now.
Yeah.
It's the reason for the season. A lot of people say that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, but
if you live in America, it's shopping.
You open your fucking eyes for one fucking second.
Right.
You know that it's about money. As are a lot of things I'm realizing.
So you finally read that fucking one page essay that I wrote. That's what I've been doing at Christmas. Instead of gifts, I go to my friend's house, beep, open the box, put the printed out one pager on American corporate greed.
Laminated.
Yeah. They put my Venmo handle at the bottom.
So they pay you for your gift?
They should, man. I put labor into that. Real labor.
Wow.
Dude, bro, I'm getting so many spam texts lately. I think it's a friend texting. I think it's a random number, maybe a job opportunity. No, it's Neiman Marcus trying to hit me up.
Dude, I just got I just want to say beware to everyone because I had a charge on my credit card for a luxury rental car.
What?
$700.
Who got your details?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. And then Jane got her shit hacked into like last week.
Did you change the card?
I'm like,
please tell me you changed the card.
Of course. No, I'm an informant now. The Chase Bank is using me as a mole to get closer to this person. So they're keeping the card active, and they want me to, you know.
You should do a Mr. and Mrs. Smith where you are working with the bank, and then Jane hits up the scammers, starts working with the scammers, and then you work both systems.
Yep.
Yeah. Shit. Damn. Free ass money.
I'm wondering, do you think they're actually going after these fuckers?
No, I think it's a system. I think this is all built in to fucking destroy the middle class.
Because in my head, I'm like, they're like, I get my money back. The person gets, you know, gets to rent a fucking Lamborghini for 2 days and nothing happens, you know?
Where was the rental? Where did it, where did it go down?
It was in LA, so.
Damn, so someone fucking sniped you from the, whatever. Yep. They got your shit. You know, Chase Bank,
they got my back, man, as they always do.
All it takes is one barista to get a little too close to the card numbers with the eye. Put them a little.
What are you doing there, man?
Nothing, man. Hold on.
Do you ever think when you're putting in your PIN number, like somebody's kind of like behind you, like just kind of hovering over?
My mom guarded the fuck out of her PIN so hard every time we went to the grocery store anywhere. I was about to.
Why are the boomers so afraid of being like hacked into? Because it's like
nothing bad has ever happened to them except for Vietnam and 9/11.
Dude, I did an audiobook for the way back from Lake Tahoe, and it was like...
did you have headphones in and Jane was listening to the music?
Yeah, noise-canceling headphones while driving, and...
and then Jane could listen to the radio. What was the book?
No, she listened to a little bit of it, but then she put on her headphones. But it was almost like a... It was almost like a pride thing.
I don't know why
thing.
That is so funny. To me,
it was a long drive, dude. We can't be like that. in perfect harmony with what we were listening to, you know.
Someone should tell Layla that. I'm on your side. Go ahead.
This is a hold on. Let me look up the exact. Do you know who David Baldacci is that author?
Did the book about Rome?
Maybe. Hold on. Let me look at this. So this, I feel like this is an author that is, if you go to any bookstore in an airport, like this guy is going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the John Grisham.
Yeah.
Like the Nicholas Sparks. Like this guy's always going to have a book out, and it seems like he just writes a book, like two books a year, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just looking on Spotify and I was like, I'm just going to roll the dice with a random fucking
Which
book.
One did you do? Let me guess. Let me guess. Okay. So here's some titles, right? Absolute Power, The 620 Man, Zero Day, The Last Mile, Long Shadows.
I should have done Absolute Power. That sounds incredible.
Simple Genius. Let's see. I think that you put on, let me go to one of his classics. I think you put on The Camel Club.
Wrong, but that does sound incredible. I put on Nash Falls, his latest joint.
The freshest.
The freshest Baldacci possible. So I want to know what he's working
Damn.
With. Man.
What
In
was
2025?
The...
Does he still got it?
Okay, does he? Does he?
I could not get a read if I was like, this is a good book. You know what I'm saying? It was, here's the plot of it.
Nash is an
I'm just going to say it was not for me. Okay. But I started listening to it and I was like 2 hours in and I was like, this audiobook is like 7 hours and that's like the total of the drive. So I'm just going to plow through, you know,
did you finish it?
The sad thing is that I did not finish it, but I was listening to it the whole way. So I'm at like an epic kind of cliffhanger where I don't know how it ends, but
I think you owe it to yourself this holiday season to finish Nash Falls.
I will.
Because and I'm looking at the cover here and it says large print. So
it's definitely like the demographic.
The
demographic for this is like a man, a white guy in his 50s who's like probably a year away from retirement, maybe even like 2 months away from retirement. And the book is about it starts with a funeral and his father passes away. His father was in Vietnam.
Vietnam veteran. I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
He's unexpectedly approached by the FBI in the middle of the night.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
to take down I didn't know it was going to get this far, but it was like the company he's working for, some like hedge fund or something. And his company is like somehow involved in the like fentanyl crisis in America. And they're about to like, and it's of course China's involved and the FBI is trying to like,
you know, this is book one of two, by the way.
Are you kidding?
So you're gonna have to listen to the sequel? Second book.
Fuck.
There's a sequel coming out.
Nash Falls. Nash stands up.
Dude, it's got a 4.4 on Goodreads. That is crazy.
Is that pretty good for?
That's Goodreads? High for Goodreads. Yeah. What the hell?
Because everybody who reads that book is so aligned. Like, there's no outliers. There's no me. People like me are not reading this book. Everybody who picks up that fucking book is gonna be into it because he's like a powerful like business executive, and he has like his family's like this kind of cookie cutter like white collar family, and he has to risk it all to be within the what did you say?
Look at someone who reviewed it named Grandma Susan.
She damn, says Grandma Susan and Nutbuster DC gotta fucking
dude, we gotta hook them up. Okay, she says there was profanity, and normally I deduct a star for that. However, this is the norm for this author, so I didn't. The book was a real page turner, action packed, and deep character development based on the cliffhanger ending. I hope this was the start of a series. The story was intense and engaging. All right. Dude.
But he talks about they're like, you have to go into like witness protection. You know what I'm saying? With your if you do this. You can either fall with the company or you can work with us.
I would fucking work with them immediately.
You would get discovered so quickly if you were a fucking mole for the FBI. It'd be so obvious.
I start wearing like 1990s FBI suits. Try to fit in, drinking black coffee out of a mug on the way to work. Drive a Ford 1997 Ford Taurus.
You get no evidence whatsoever. You're like the worst fucking mole on the planet.
Dude,
I can just imagine the amount of sweat that would come out of your pores if you were in a. If you were approached by any person,
but
any
what
law.
If I could calmly lie my way through that shit and not even be afraid? Would that impress you?
That would, but that seems quite impossible. And that's a compliment, by the way. You shouldn't be able to lie unless you're on camera.
Oh, on camera, dude, I can fucking. That's called acting.
Exactly.
That's called acting. All right, so I'm putting together what you said. There's something about reading those kind of books, though, that is a lifestyle that I want to live. You know
I know.
Mean?
I was just the whole time I was picturing myself as, you know, the intended audience. Like, that must be nice to have a house. You're, you know, you're drinking a cup of coffee in the morning, black coffee.
Yeah.
You might have like a nice, you have one of those. Coffee machines that you got where like the grinds are in a little canister at the top and you just press the button and it grinds it down, and you have a fucking dog that's old. That sucks.
I want to get down to small town life. I like 1990s small town life. You put on the LL Bean flannel, you tuck it into your jeans, you get into the Jeep Wrangler, you put
pre-diabetic.
You're pre-diabetic, but you're fixing it
rapidly.
You go to the library, you know the librarian. Here's your stack this week, Eric. Mr. Eric. Mr. Rahill. Thank you, Grandma Susan. You take the books from Grandma Susan. You get in the Jeep with the dog. You go to the diner. Mm-hmm. Black coffee, eggs, bacon, whole wheat toast, working on the pre-diabetes. And what else?
The whole wheat toast is going to bring you back.
And then you sit there, you read your book. You go home, you rake the leaves. You go inside. You make yourself a giant fucking lunch sandwich, tall fucking sandwich with the olive on top, with the toothpick, mm-hmm. you know, like they do in the cartoons.
Go to an intervention for your cousin, for like
eat hella fucking nephew. Chips. Yeah, go to the intervention for the nephew, come back, eat hella chips with sour cream dip, read a little bit of your book, shower, then you get dinner started. Then you start fucking shaking up a crazy martini for your new young, hot as fuck wife.
Yep.
That's when you bring
it. Right before you're about to go to bed, you take that fucking belt, put it to your neck, and you fucking autoerotically asphyxiate yourself and bust and the you craziest don't fucking make load it. In the basement shower.
Yep, and you don't make it. Oh.
Move on.
That's a crazy way to go. That's a crazy way to go.
Yeah,
Jesus
that sounds
Christ.
Delightful. A delightful lifestyle.
Yeah. God, and then wait. Oh, but then if he survives, go upstairs. Giant fucking ice cream sundae, hot fudge.
Busting a hot fat toddy. Load, a secretive fat load, and then eating a bunch of ice cream.
Yeah. Six ounces of premium whiskey. Yeah. No ice. Stumble up to bed drunk
and
as
whiskey.
Fuck. Yeah. All of extremities tingling. You're not feeling great. Wake up. Do it all over again.
That's every day, man. God, it would be nice to be like so fucking sexually repressed like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
hiding it.
Well,
hiding
because
your,
what?
Your
what how does that change the day to day? Because are you saying that your days look different because they revolve around hooking up?
I'm so
crazy, sexually free.
Because you're sexually free, it's just like it's you know, there's nothing
any
special
time of day,
about it.
Time to hit.
Yeah, hit but it. When you're repressed and you're hiding something, in the you know you no one knows that you're into this like choking yourself out sort of shit,
right?
And you definitely don't want your dog to see it, you know, your
God forbid
college aged son to come home, open the door, hey dad, I'm home, surprise them. What the fuck? That's the last thing you want.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having seen that? What would you have done?
But I mean if I walked in on my dad doing that, I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, this checks out. Like, this is,
yeah,
I wouldn't be too surprised.
Wow. Okay. So retail therapy, man. I mean, let's get into it now. Perfect segue.
God, we've barely talked about retail.
Dude, let me just say this though. I'm a little scarred by it because that company I worked for, that ad tech company,
what is this, Voldemort? Just,
huh? What?
You're describing it like it's like Voldemort, corporate Voldemort.
It kind of felt like it at the time. It's like we were putting on ads on retailer websites. And so around the Black Friday period, my life was pure hell.
So this was your busy season while everybody
extremely
was celebrating the holidays.
Everyone was having fun. For 5 years, every Thanksgiving I went to, I had to bring my laptop. I had to put my phone on a system that would call me if there was an emergency, if there was a Pampers ad failing to render on Target.com at 2 a.m.
Jack just texted, how's the episode going?
Tell him not good. Tell him we're struggling. Eric just sneezed live on camera.
Julio said it's good so far. Thanks, Julio. Man, it's really nice. Wow. So far is the key phrase there, because this could turn.
This could go fucking
diabolical. Every podcast can go south so quickly, or it can ascend to podcast greatness.
It's the nature of conversation. But anyways, I just hated it for so long. But there was something, again, the job wasn't that hard. And there was something kind of cozy about being on retailer websites in the holiday period. It was kind of a digital safe space for me. Target.
Do you have any memories Best Buy. Of being like fucked up out of your mind, like checking your laptop at like a holiday party?
Yes. Yes, I do. And there was one time, it was like my first year, that it really mattered, and I was in a position of responsibility, and I did get sort of legit fucked up, and a giant problem happened. And I was so stressed and so drunk.
Did you end up fixing the problem?
Yeah, but it was all hands on deck situation.
Did you have to like talk to somebody? Like, did you have to get on the phone with somebody, or was it just like,
no? Thank God, we were all internal.
Oh,
that's the dream position to be in a corporate environment, not having to deal with clients.
Client facing. I like. We were not client facing. Show yourself.
No, hell no, absolutely not. What are your memories of Black Friday?
Black Friday, dude. I don't think I've ever like indulged in Black Friday. It's like, I'm trying to think, because Black Friday is for like the pros, like people who are gonna wake up at a certain time,
right?
And I mean, now that it's all like, oh yeah, there's Cyber Monday. What the fuck? This is fucking bullshit, dude. It's just so stupid. Like, I don't even know where to begin, because everyone has a Black Friday deal. It's not special, you know. Jesus, sneezing. Okay, cool. I'll just fucking talk about Black Friday while Eric gets up and just abandons the podcast. Awesome. All right. Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying. But you know what I need to get? You know what I need to get is a fucking new TV. I've had this. Oh my God. I'm staring at it right now. I've had the same TV since 2015. And it's not like a thing I'm not watching. Like, I watch this bitch every fucking day of my life. And it's like, the audio on it is, it adds a new sound. Like, you know how there's treble, bass, and whatever. I'm not an audio engineer, but this TV adds like a new sector of sound, because it like vibrates, and it like it's like, it's awful. I need like a sound bar or something, but I could use a new TV, something OLED or something like that. Maybe I should get some a new fucking. But the thing is, I want a big ass fucking TV. How big is your TV, Eric? What inches?
Did you panic, or were you kind of crushing the solo?
Yeah, full dude. Thank God you're fucking back, man. I was fucking losing it, man.
Oh, Julio is chiming in. My TV is fucking huge, dude. It's at least fucking 45, 50 45? Inches. No, I think it's 70. Holy 70.
Shit. I want to get like a 200 inch TV, like a wall sized fucking. Damn, pretty much you're in a movie theater at that point.
What are you going to be watching?
Well, I'm saving up to get a Disney Plus membership. So. I want to binge all those fucking shows.
Do you think that, I mean, this, I'm not trying to sound out of touch, but do you think that people save up to get subscriptions to these streaming services? Because that's one of the most evil, saddest things I've ever. Yeah, there's something about that that's.
We should get a Disney Plus subscription just for the patrons. Like, everyone can log in.
Everyone can share it. I would get it. I'll get it. I'll get it right now. This is my service for them.
do they have they're pretty good now at like, what is that called? Password
Right, no password sharing.
Like, where you can't be on.
Right. Yeah. They can't track most people. I'll put it that way.
What are you doing to
tracking some of us? I just can't even get into it, but it involves many layers of encryption and stuff like that. So,
well, if we send around a TV, like one, this is how we get around this. We have a Roku that people can sign up for.
Smart.
And it's like a loan program with the, because we already have the gun system on lock, you know, with this.
Right. Who has the gun?
I don't know. Right now. I do.
We've
not
lost
know.
Track. I sort of forgot about the gun.
It's international. I will say that.
It's
it
abroad.
It is not in the United States,
it's in Indonesia.
It's somewhere around there. I don't know where, but it is not domestic. And that scares me.
But on the topic of guns really quick, before the Christmas, should we go to a gun range and fire them off?
For sure, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, let's go hunting, dude. Let's fucking.
Could you kill a Nate, look at me right now. Could you take a pistol and kill a deer with it?
A pistol? Like, walk up to a fucking deer? Shoot it point blank in the fucking head. Then, like,
if I killed a deer,
times, load
it would,
a new clip
it would
in.
Take. It would take. They're just such beautiful creatures. I don't want to.
I
want to
be
man.
In a. I want to be in like a. just you being in a tree, like one of those. What are those called? Where you're. It's like a chair that
oh,
you
yeah,
set
yeah.
up in a tree.
Uh huh.
Just that image of you in a tree with a rifle is. Making me laugh, but do you think I can convince you to take the shot? Like, you're kind of nervous about it, and I'm like,
listen,
you know, you only have like this fucking 20 seconds. It's in the meadow, it's grazing on some fucking grass. I'm like, this shot's clear. You think I can convince you to pull the trigger, Eric?
Listen to me now. The situation where this could happen is if we actually kick off our liberal militia that we want to start in the woods of Idaho. And if shit has gone haywire and we can't reach society anymore, there's no more grocery stores, and we have started our joint family.
Survive.
We have many children that are very hungry. That's when I would take a deer out for its meat, and then I would respect it. I'd pet it as it died, and then I'd field dress it, and then we'd make jerky, sausages. Steak, venison steak.
I want to be the chef in that communal, just making the most busted fucking like survival.
Just totally like, disrespecting the animal, like not cooking it right, not preserving it.
I would be
it.
Killing these fuckers with rocks. I would be out there with a fucking big ass rock, and I would be making my own moonshine, getting all fucked up in the woods, just in the prone position, waiting for them to come by. Whack! Fucking. Take
someone tells
out.
Me that you would not be preserving the meat correctly.
I think you're right.
You'd be using...
There would be a lot of sickness. I think I would take out like half of our village. But I would be doing that too. Because our stomachs, I think, can take that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like we've weakened ourselves by eating meat that is fresh. You know?
Right. Right. Man. Yeah, I bet you'd be trying to preserve that shit with everything but the bagel seasoning, Trader Joe's. Covering it in it, putting it in
saran
a freaking...
wrap, mm-hmm. saran wrap and everything bagel seasoning. And just digging a hole and putting it underground, wait about 4 days, take that shit out.
I've had this take before, dinner. It's not a fresh take, but I hate that seasoning with all of my soul.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you.
That's up there with bitch. Oh, by the way, someone sent me a clip of the bitchin' sauce. Remember how I was going in on bitchin' sauce?
Bitchin' sauce, yeah.
Well, guess what, dude? That was started by three siblings, right? No, listen. Started by three siblings. Bitchin' sauce right now is being sued by an employee for sexual harassment and regular harassment as well.
The bitchin' brothers are going down?
No, listen. They're being sued for $9 million, okay? This will destroy them if it goes through. The Bitchin' Sauce brothers, who started it with their sister, were kicked out of the company by their sister. She kicked their asses out, kicked them to the curb, okay? And so they've had to start a new sauce company, And guess what? The new sauce looks delicious, man. It looks like the Wabichon sauce should be. I forget what it's called. I'll have to look it up, but people can do the research. But they were sitting on there roasting what Wabichon sauce has become, okay? They say it's too watery. It sucks. And I would have to agree. So I think I was onto something by publicly shaming them and roasting them for having a horrible product.
I feel like that, say that is like, huh?
Anything to say to that?
I'm being very quiet, man. Very quiet for a reason. No, I think do you think that brand of hot sauce, is it hot sauce or is it like just?
No, it's like a creamy dip.
You just put it on anything kind of?
Yeah. Yeah. But the major red flag to me, you go into someone's house, they have a bunch of that, and they have a bunch of that, everything but the bagel seasoning. Hell no.
Have you ever been in somebody's in somebody's house that had an overwhelming amount of bitchin' sauce and everything that they, like, more than one of each?
Open the fridge, like, I start shaking, turn pure white.
I'm gonna fucking waterboard you with bitchin' sauce and
that
sprinkle.
That would
and
suck,
sprinkle
bro.
One. It would be like what's that called? Chinese water torture, but it would just be one kernel of everything bagel seasoning dripping on your forehead every second.
Can I ask what's so torturous about that Chinese torturous water technique?
Oh, dude. What are you talking about? You can't envision how
it's a little droplet, bro.
I wish we could cut to like you like 20 minutes into that just screaming.
Do you think that out of the three of us, you, me, Jack, who do you think would be the worst at being tortured? Me?
You.
Me. What is one torture technique that you could take? I would say that if you got force fed, you know how they used to force feed them rice till their bellies were full of rice, and then the rice expands and explodes the stomach. Why do I feel like you would hate that? Why, man?
I feel like I could survive maybe some of the more like food based torture techniques, like where you're.
What's another food one?
I don't know, just eating like one meal a day or something like that. Like they're just kind of
that's
like
their torture.
They're just trying to like starve you a little bit. Like, dude, what are you?
You only get one fucking meal a day of your choice.
Yeah,
the limit is $26, and it has to be available for delivery.
Give me in the fucking Iron Maiden, dude.
Oh, the Spiky Maiden.
That's like instant death, right? That's not even torture, because it's a coffin that has spikes.
Oh yeah,
closes.
That, I mean,
right?
That'll take you out. That'll take you out for sure. Oh, you know what we just watched the other night was Life of Brian. When's the last time you watched The Life of Brian?
Oh damn, classic. Damn, it's been a minute. I watched it probably in the last like 2 years, but
remember that scene where Brian gets thrown in the dungeon sort of, and there's that guy that's been being tortured for 5 years, and he's like kind of a bootlicker, and he's like jealous of him getting spit on in the face, and like jealous. He's like, oh, that guy was making me laugh. Why is it so much funnier when they're British, bro?
Dude,
they just got
British
funny
voices,
funny
better,
accents,
man.
Yeah, they really do. So much easier to be a bit funny with it.
It's a miracle that Americans are funny in any fucking way, shape,
but
or form.
We have a brute force humor. We kind of brute force.
It's like
the
a darkness. That's what propels us to be funny, is like the darkness beneath America. But in the British empire, I feel like they're all born like jovial and being able to communicate very smoothly, and they're
life
good
is easy
storytellers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not right. Do they have Black Friday in Britain? I can't imagine, because they don't have Thanksgiving.
No, they don't.
They have their own holiday sales, assuredly.
They have pagan fucking holidays.
If there's one thing you could do to Black Friday to make it more better, what would you do? How would you change?
More better.
How would you make it anti-capitalist and yet still supporting small businesses and fun and enriching?
Wow. Good God. That's a tall order right there.
Yeah, exactly.
To support small businesses, I would give them a day off. You know what I'm saying? And have people volunteer to work all the small businesses. It would be a mandatory shutdown. Any publicly traded company is shut down. The stock market shut down for an entire
oh
month.
Oh my God, dude. Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Small businesses, they get the month off as well. But they're
holy.
And all of us volunteer at the bookstores.
We at volunteer at Ross, markets. Dress for Less. Yeah. Oh, can I say something that's, once again, a hot fucking take, my new Subway take? I think places like Ross, TJ Maxx, what else is on that level? TJ Maxx, Ross, like Home Goods kind
put
of.
Kohl's in there?
I really would put Kohl's in there. Kohl's is kind of a step up, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that these companies need to
Marshall's.
Be. Marshalls, bro, of course. These companies need to be taken out. I think they're a I think that they are a stain on American consumerism, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what they do, they have cheap goods, right? That they say are good deals, but actually they're very cheap to make, and you get the moms are getting addicted to going to these stores. You see what I'm saying? They're buying junk. It's just junk.
You know what grosses okay. me out is the candle what? Section in one of those.
You mean the cancer the most, section?
The yeah, the most cancerous.
Yeah, toxic chemical section.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Ugh.
If someone has a defense of one of these companies, let me know and open my eyes. But I remember as a kid, I was like, "Mom, we don't gotta go. I'd rather go to Goodwill and get some old T-shirts." Then buy this polyester junk. And I don't want a Santa Claus, you know. Also, the food in those stores. You never ever gone to it? Have you seen that video that, you remember those in the 2000s? These were really popular. It was like preserved like peppers, like red peppers in like a giant vase.
Yeah.
And there's a guy on TikTok that drank the liquid from one of those from like a TJ Maxx. And I don't think this killed him, but he did later die.
How long do you think you could survive off of like groceries from
TJ Maxx
before you just ended it all?
Before I ended it?
I would say once that caramel popcorn runs out, it's a fucking
oh, instant it's gone. I'm over. It's done. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever worked in a retail?
No, I never have. Store? I never ever have.
I'm trying to think if I have. No, I worked in a grocery store. That doesn't count. I packed T-shirts in a factory during the holiday season. I was on the back end in Chicago for 1 month.
I feel like I remember this.
That was the worst show.
What year was this? What year was it?
That was, oh God.
Was it threadless? Was it threadless?
Yes, it was threadless. It was fucking, dude, it was the most demeaning.
What happened? What happened?
It made me feel like I was like the scum of planet Earth. Like it was. Not that I don't want to disparage like anybody who does these jobs, but it's just really like hard. Like they expect so much of you. Like you have to be working like
nonstop.
Every fucking second that you're on the clock. Like you have to like get a quota, and you had to like they had like a tracker on your that you have, and you have to like pack like so many t-shirts like an hour or something like that.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Like, dude, it was fucking miserable.
What did you get in your free tees though?
No, nothing.
You can
free.
Get one free tee.
Nope,
bro. I used to.
No Mario t-shirts, nothing. No hilarious fucking.
My sort of fashion awakening was threadless in 2009. Trying to find a picture. There's certainly pictures of me wearing threadless.
We were talking about this while you looked it up.
Yeah.
We were talking about, I think on the last episode, how I had like, when I lost weight, I started like buying like hip clothes, you know, and I was kind of like experimenting. And the website I would get a lot of my clothes from was ASOS.com, which that site makes me fucking sick now. But this was like kind of my first foray into like, oh, like I think the website was kind of new at that point. And it's like the most like the cheapest made like Forever 21 fast fashion type of clothes.
Yeah, those are evil. Can you imagine?
And by the way, my boots came in. Do you want to see them?
Yes, I do those badly.
Boots. They're hold on 1 second.
One sec.
Dude, these are fucked up.
One sec. I'm taking a picture of my threadless.
All right, so they're just dead air. Is it? Did you?
Okay, wait, show them.
All right, here's the box first off.
Danner.
Gigantic. See, I don't know.
You tried them on? Have you tried them on?
Yes.
Did they make you feel good?
I have size 15 feet, okay, first off. And with a regular sneaker,
yeah,
you know, it still looks big, but with a boot, look how big this is.
Jesus.
This is crazy. Like, it's just gigantic.
That is wild.
And this heel, like, it feels like, look at that heel.
This is like some BDSM dungeon.
I know, yeah.
Like master.
This is a shoe that you would, like, stomp on somebody's balls.
These are crazy.
Take a heel to the balls.
I can't even imagine who this is made. I don't want to roast the shoe. The shoe's amazing, man. It's well made, clearly.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to return him.
Have you put them on with a fit?
Yeah, I put them on with some chinos. They look good, honestly. They look great.
They look fresh? Okay.
They look like I take myself seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Certainly. Okay, here's the threadless tee. Oh, we were taking these type of pictures. You see what I'm saying? On a scooter.
How old are
two purple dinosaurs? How old was I?
Yeah.
28. I was 17.
Okay.
Man, this is like, I was fucking feeling myself in this picture.
Did you ever wear funny t-shirts?
These were all funny t-shirts. Yeah. But they were like kind of cool too, because they were designer made.
Right. Oh my God.
I remember because I had like lost weight. I just started that new Vyvanse pill. I was like fucking feeling good as hell. I was getting into DSLR photography. And I just was like, oh yeah, life is awesome. Like things are good. I'm taking pictures of my friends, looking good as fuck. Skinny jeans. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What was your favorite band at 17?
At 17, I really, probably Weezer. I was obsessed with Weezer.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I loved Weezer. But I was also getting into, I'm trying to think what was hitting at that time, MIA. Like Santa the Gold, Shins. Phoenix, The Shins.
Oh, dude.
Also, this.
Sentimental. That shit hits, dude. That's a timeless classic.
But do you remember this song? Oh, this I was like, I couldn't believe how fucking good it was.
Can we please go see Phoenix live in fucking Europe?
You remember shit like this?
This doesn't ring a bell, but I'm liking it.
You don't remember 5 Years Time by Noah and the Well?
This is like Zooey Deschanel, like chorus.
100%
Playing the ukulele.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I was like.
How did I know a fucking uke was about to fucking hit in this shit?
In 5 Years Time. That song. And also, it was right when Juno came out. And
Oh, my God.
And that was like the Moldy Peaches. Like, I listen to this shit now and I'm like, I don't, it's just for a different time, I think.
I feel like we are paying the, like the manosphere is like a response to the like the yeah. type of males that were popping up during that era.
Yeah.
Like our the idols in high school for us were like the fucking like the
Do you remember this song? This is so like
time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of a train. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I just have to say, respect to that era, respect to that band, respect to Michael, Sarah, and Elliot Page, but, bro, It's saccharine, it's sweet. It makes me sick at this point to hear that music. The world is too evil to allow music like that to come in.
That shit was a psyop.
It really was. It was to emasculate males. They knew where we were headed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's to weaken the man, the men of the world.
What's that band that's like, I will follow you to the dark?
I need to find.
They're like the final boss of the of this indie music. What the fuck is that band called? I will follow you.
It's called.
It's not the Decemberists.
Oh, Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, Death Cab for Cutie. Of course, Death Cab for Cutie.
I have to say, Death Cab for Cutie had a little more art to it, though. There was something.
Hey, I liked them. I'll tell you what, I was into it. Yeah, yeah.
In the back of my mom's car, like fucking iPod Nano playing. Pissed that I have to mow the lawn. Oh, Soul Meets Body. Remember Soul Meets Body?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Dude,
I have bad news for you, dude. We're not getting monetized on this, so say goodbye to fucking $3. Wow. Soul Meets Body. Jesus.
Where soul meets body, and let the sun wrap its arms. Jesus Christ, dude!
Wow, there's on TikTok, I'm seeing people kind of relish and be nostalgic for they call it millennial optimism era, which was like 2006 to 2012 or something. And I just have to say to anybody that thinks that was an awesome time, there was something rotten about it as well. I think every era is rotten. Tell me one good era. Oh, most
definitely. One good era.
There's no good eras. One, yeah, there's just no good eras. Maybe the 90s.
Yeah, maybe the 90s, dude. The 90s was different, man. The 90s was crazy. Have you seen this TikTok that I've been watching over and over? It's this guy who's singing a song called Chinese Girlfriend. Have you seen this?
No. No. From the 90s?
No, I this is a complete segue. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
But okay, this guy, what is Chinese?
He has an original song called... I can't even do it justice. I got to pull it up, but it's like... He's like, Chinese girlfriend. And it's like a guy in his 50s like on like a busted like fucking Galaxy phone from like 2013. Yeah. What? You took your love away and went back to China. It's so good. It's so good.
That's going to be...
Chinese girlfriend.
That's not going to be any of us, man. It could be, and there's nothing wrong with that, but
certainly could. Where are we
at? Do you have any friends? I had a friend whose dad moved to the Philippines for a woman when we were in high school. And he left the family. And he started a new family.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he is. He never came back.
You think he's loving it? He's loving his new life?
Not from what I've heard. I also have an uncle or like a cousin that moved. Have I shown you guys this guy's Facebook page?
Maybe.
There's no, if any of my extended family ever listens to this, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not giving away any info, but there's no way they're going to listen. But on Facebook, he keeps going like, he's still in the Philippines. And he's like, does anyone know where my wife is? I can't. It's clear that she's like just left him because.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Like in status updates, he's doing this?
Yeah. 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 Wow. And there's people in the comments being like, hey, man, just let it go. Like it's. I think she moved on.
Man.
But life can be hard, man. Life can be tough.
Chinese girlfriend.
That was Bubbles is asking me something. You have something to say, Bubbles? How's Ziggy? Did Ziggy make it through the Lake Tahoe?
No, she's dead. She passed away. It was really tragic. We should not have left her alone.
Is she like stoked to see you guys when you get home?
Oh, yeah. She's like very stoked. Yeah.
Yes.
But I like see through it, you know? Like you, I feel like you like.
She's just hungry, you mean?
Yeah, not hungry, but I feel like we like, I don't know if this is the right word, but like graft our emotions, human emotions onto animals.
Yeah, we project.
What word am I looking for? Is that project?
Yeah.
Project human emotions. So when they come up, you're thinking they're human and they're like, oh my God, I love you so much. I just love being with you, you know?
Yeah.
But they're.
She sees food. She sees security.
I can get in the head of these fucking critters, man.
Right, you always
and I know ability. She sees me. It's one of my special talents, but I know that she's just like, man, I haven't had the string, you know, the play with the string
give
in
me
about
that
3 days.
String back. Yeah,
give
yeah,
me that.
Yeah.
There's the string guy, the guy who fucking whips the string around for me. I need that shit. It's like I'm like a fucking crack dealer that comes in, and the animals are like just addicted to playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want?
It's
I got the ball. I got a fucking string.
Yeah. They're using us, dude. Our pets are fucking using us.
Right,
just
right.
Just as I suspected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to all the retail workers out there, thank you. But we stand in solidarity with you any whatever next move you make. You know what I mean? Because when you look at a chessboard, guess what? There's only one king, one queen, but there's I can't even count how many pawns there are, right? And if we rise up, yeah, one pawn's not that powerful. But if you rise up all together, and guess what? If you make it to the other side of the board, you become a queen. So we stand with you guys, no matter what you're going through, and we respect you. And to all the corporations, I do want to just say thank you for keeping it together for us, being available to buy so we can buy goods from you guys and products. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Yep.
Nate, what gave you joy?
Notice my silence here with that statement.
Very silent.
If you are a retail employee, put in the bare minimum. You don't have to put in the fucking bare fucking minimum into your job because they are not fucking paying you enough.
They don't give a fuck
about
you.
To be polite. To smile, right. To interact with the customers, just fucking, it's a, you know, you might be there for this might be a 6 month gig or something like that. I don't know. Yep. Maybe you're trying to move up to manager. Even if you are, just don't work too hard because they don't deserve that shit.
Please.
Well, I think it's about that time, Eric. I'll kick it off for what gave me joy this week. I got
was
an amazing...
it Dan Balducci?
No, it was not. I got an amazing gift from Jane. Yeah, you know the brand Gucci, right? Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Gucci.
Yeah.
What
well,
was the gift
this
for,
shit, man?
What was the gift for? A
Gucci wallet. vintage.
Oh,
repaired.
What's the red shit on there? What's that red?
It's like a repaired. It's like kind of was.
Oh, the repairs.
It was. It kind of adds some swag to it. Though,
it, you know, adds hella swag. Damn, that's sick. What was the gift for? Just for fun? For Thanksgiving?
For our anniversary.
Congratulations, man.
It's got a little
fresh. Why don't you take a smell of it? How does that thing smell?
Dude, the thing about leather.
You know leather is skin, right? You know that, right? Leather is skin.
Oh, yeah.
Skin.
Why do you think I'm? Why do you think I got it, man?
I think, I always kind of forget that leather is skin.
Yeah, it's not on the top of my mind when I'm fucking head to toe in a leather suit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's an animal's fucking back.
Wait, should we go swimming? Should we go swimming today?
Yeah, put on the Speedos, getting the...
Yeah. We need to take pictures for the patrons.
No, that's going on the grid, man. All right. I should put on my boots with the Speedo on. That would be a fucking...
That is... Well, yeah, then we'll take you to...
Trap.
The downtown LA dungeon. Get you working. Go to work. Get paid.
Stomp on somebody's nuts. Mm-hmm. I've only got these boots for like a couple more days, man, because I'm probably gonna return them. So if you got some, if you're one of those dudes that needs their nuts stomped on,
a guy that really wanted his nuts stomped on, but he couldn't pay you and he just wanted it so bad, but he was right there, would you just do it?
Is he gonna bust like while I, you know what I'm saying? Or is
he will bust like... onto the boot? But this will like make his life.
And then yeah, why not, man? If he gives me a compelling enough, if he has a PowerPoint and he just tells me like I've tried to get a bunch of guys to do this, nobody's done it for me, like this is like my life.
Please,
dream,
man, please, like, yeah. And he's like stomp, only got 2 months left. Yeah,
it's not like you can do that for like hours. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right?
It's gonna be like one or two kind of hard stomps before this guy's just kind of like either needs to go to the hospital or just. Blows his fucking load.
Exactly. Dude. Okay, so my joy, I've been playing Battlefield 6 and I'm having a good ass time. And I'm even playing the casual ones where there's half bots on the map. And I'm kind of like, this is what I want gaming to be. I just want to be able to destroy the other team.
You want to be lied to?
It's not a lie if I know the truth.
right.
Because it says bot. But anyways, I'm having a good time. Finally having a good time with that game. It took a second to get into. But
what's
I know
your weapon?
You were curious. I have all types depending on the situation. Sniper. SMG for close up. Assault rifle for medium distance.
Are you getting up in vehicles and that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Are you driving around?
I haven't gotten
in
a plane yet. I can't fucking figure out how to get in there. Okay, guys. Happy beginning of December, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think
it's so. Tomorrow, or December?
Tomorrow, the... Who cares? Listen.
Yeah, it is.
All right, peace out, everybody.
All right, bye.
Well... That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.